Well, it seems to have been a positive day on markets, with the All Share Index closing up 0.9% at 56,538 points. To tell us more about what's been going on in the markets, local and global, I'm joined on the line by David Shapiro. He's Deputy Chairman at Sasfin Securities. Thanks very much, David, for joining us. What's the big picture today?
The big picture is the US markets, looking at the S&P, is up about 1.3% at the moment. So that takes us within 2% or even less than 2% of the all-time high that we reached on the 26th of April. So markets have recovered third day in a row, very, very big gains. And funny enough, today it was driven more not by worries or any beliefs over the trade wars, but rather by underpinning, by the economic underpinning. Very good results out of Cisco, out of Walmart. You know, those are iconic big companies, and also some good housing numbers. So genuinely improved sentiment. It also points to maybe a view that no one can afford a trade war, and maybe the U.S. are softening their stance or certainly willing to compromise. So difficult to interpret. I don't want to be that complacent, you know. I'd rather be a bit more cautious, but I'm very happy that markets are picking up. So globally, we've done it. But normally the big story, you know, if you look at our market, I'm talking more at this stage, more among the larger cap shares or the bigger traders. At the top end of the market, we had miners, and the bottom end of the market, we had miners. At the bottom end, I'll start, there was mainly gold shares that came back with a fall in the gold price as sentiments improved on global markets. Of course, people move out of gold back into equities. Gold shares coming down a little. Gold under 1,300, you know, edging down. Platinum was also edging down. But it's at the top end of the market. Kumba and Assore, very, very strong. Both of those up in the region of 4 to 5%, and that's with iron ore, the iron ore price surging this morning in China. It was their futures market. So in our terms, it's heading towards $100 a ton. And these are levels, just for comparison, are levels that we last saw around about 2014. So and that's on record Chinese steel production. And also we know we have the shortages coming out of Brazil at this stage. So there's a short in supply. So that's a big story. And that, you know, that flows through then to Anglo's. Anglo's has got Minas Rios in Brazil. And of course, it's got a very big stake in Kumba here. So Anglo's was up very, you know, nicely, as well as BHP with its Australian exposure to iron ore. So that formed the top end. So that's in between, we had the rest of the market.
And then, of course, yesterday after market close, Moody's snuck in their report on the sovereign credit position of South Africa. They've kept us unchanged, but still a lot of worries ahead.
They have to put those worries, but at least they haven't done anything. We've seen the benefits in our bond markets. Bond rates have come down. The rand's been a little improved. It's still 14.20. The dollar's been quite strong, so you've got to read the rand's position against a stronger dollar. So we're in that range. We're holding there. Our market also fairly resilient at these levels. It's not all gains. It wasn't all up, but I think that, you know, the fact that global markets are pretty steady has given us a strong underpin. So we've seen UK markets doing pretty well, and a lot of our stocks are quoted there, so that translates here. Investex results, you mentioned them. Market, yes, liked them. Market liked the UK side of it, I think, and that gave them the benefit of the doubt, because I'm looking in the UK at the moment. They're trading up about 5%. Yeah, they were up about 4% here. So they did open weaker. I think no one was quite sure how to interpret the results. Locally, still being battered or still being dragged down. I'm talking the local operations, yes. South African operations dragged down, but the offshore operations, a big turnaround and a big difference in performances there. So I think that's why the market responded to what's happening and where they're making progress in the UK.
Are you surprised at them doing so well in the UK, given all the uncertainty around Brexit and the fact that they are a financial company?
I think so. No one expected it because, it gives me great comfort, you know, if they're able to produce those kind of results. Hopefully the business community there are beginning to set aside worries over breakfast and just get on with doing what they should be doing. Mm. So I hope it is a sign of it. But making good progress in asset management side, and you have to read it against very tough conditions globally, you know, both in the UK because of Brexit and here.
Yeah. David, you know, markets are very fickle. I don't need to tell you that. You say that markets currently look stable, but, you know, tomorrow is another day and Mr. Trump could tweet another thing. But next week, what are the key catalysts that we're expecting?
I think it's more of the same. I think I'm not sure what, you know, we're slowly getting results, the March results and the February results. But to an extent, we've had very, you know, companies come out with trading updates well in ahead. So there's never really any surprises. I think globally, you know, from a global point of view, I think all eyes are on all eyes are on trade talks, and
yes,
that could swing anything around. Also, the tensions move with Iran. Don't underestimate it. You know where this is going as well. The U.S. Iran standoff. You know, a lot can happen there.
How have we suddenly moved to a position where people are talking about war and conflict?
Well, I know. Well, I think it's, you know, Nompu, when a country is on the brink of economic collapse, I hope I'm not exaggerating where they are, where the U.S. is forcing them into a corner, you know, shortage will still emerge, they can't get their exports out and so on. Mm. I think they become quite desperate and will start doing things that maybe antagonize, provoke some kind of reaction or some kind of warlike reaction. So I think there are a lot of warnings from other countries in that area. UAE, you know, just warning the US just to keep calm. I think everyone's scared of any outbreak, that might occur. It hasn't been reflected in markets. You know, it seems to have been brushed aside, but those are touch points or danger points.
Yeah, yeah.
And we never know what, you know, you have absolutely no idea what Mr. Trump is going to do. And I'm surprised, to be honest, that the issues on trade have just been kind of brushed aside and not built in.
Yeah, no, so, I think people are tired, aren't they? It's
and,
been.
And, you know, we had today as well. We had him, Trump attacking Huawei. I hope I pronounce that correctly.
I don't think anyone can pronounce it properly except the Chinese.
I can't get the first we are. really, that is, it's a very important company from Chinese point of view. It's a highly technologically advanced company, and you know, he's basically banned them from selling their equipment or using their equipment in the US and that. So that's another slap in the face to the Chinese, saying, you know, for national safety. So the tensions are there. You know, it's and government are coming out there. It's also, you know, U.S. government, I mean, U.S. senators and discussing it. There's a lot of debate about it.
But, yes.
It's another, you know, it's another area that can also cause flashpoints.
Mm.
So who knows?
Who knows?
You know, but I think, you know what? This is market. You've always got to be prepared, you know. And I suppose if we haven't got tensions, you can't sleep. You know, when everything's calm, that's when I can't sleep.
That's
when
right.
When you've got all these tensions, that's when you can sleep. So, okay, things are normal.
That's when things are going to kick off. David, thank you so much, sir. We'll talk to you next week, of course. That was David Shapiro. He's the Deputy Chairman at Sasfin Securities.